Time now for Tips for Hardy Gardeners and Tom Casper joining us on the line this morning. I tell you, people could, in some areas, they could end up in cold water, just like in their ditch or in their yard. It's been just a little bit soggy lately, and as you travel through the state, holy cow, it's dampish in a lot of locations.
Yes, it sure is. Well, actually, through the whole Midwest and down into the South and everything, lots of water. Certainly not folks talking about drought conditions right now, anyway.
Not in our neck of the woods. I heard something on about farmers are 3 weeks behind putting crops in. Obviously, except for that friend of yours that always goes a little bit nuts with zucchini, most people's backyard gardens aren't on that kind of level. But is there concern for gardeners, especially with our clay soil, about putting stuff in that maybe it's just too wet to be planting, or where are we?
Well, I'm guessing folks that might have done some early seeding with some of the cool season crops like spinach and lettuce and a few other things, radishes, they may have seen their crops rot or their seeds rot. You know, obviously not on the scale of a farmer or anything like that. But, I mean, really, gardeners are just farmers on a small scale. But
it's the same principle in a lot of ways.
It's the same principle, yeah. Yeah, and gardeners are kind of facing the same thing, having talked to lots of people over the weekend at the greenhouse, folks that are just behind and hoping to get in and get their gardens turned this week, because similarly, those soils in our gardens are too wet to really get in a rototill or even using a shovel or a spading fork. A lot of folks have had trouble even doing that. But it sounds like, and just listening to what you were saying about the weather, sounds like we're going to have nicer conditions. And by the weekend or later in the week, folks should be able to start getting stuff planted. Certainly a lot of their seed crops, like I mentioned earlier, but also some of their warm season stuff like peppers and cucumbers and zucchini and tomatoes, all that kind of stuff, can probably now be pretty safe to go in, sounding by the weather by the end of the week or for a weekend might be a big day.
It shouldn't snow more than a couple more times yet this season. Everything ought to be just fine.
Everything is going to be
just fine. Eventually, we may be able actually to get out and mow the yard.
That's right.
Before you have to take a scythe to it, you know.
That's right.
By hand.
That's one of the benefits of this weather is a lot of our turf is really cool season or likes that cooler, wet condition. So people's lawns, if you're driving around, happen to notice people's lawns are spectacular. They're spectacularly green, and folks are out mowing those, and good dandelion crops. So our early season butterflies and bees and all sorts of stuff are enjoying those. So,
Are people starting? That makes me curious when you say that. Are people starting to chillax a little bit about dandelions? Remember when our parents would send us out with dandelion forks to get rid of the dandelions? Are people starting to realize that they're actually not a bad thing and they're sort of cheerful and pretty, or are we still like, no dandelions?
I remember as a child was probably my first project and certainly breaking all kinds of labor laws. But I remember probably being 5 or 6 years old and being paid a penny a dandelion to go out into the yard and dig up dandelions. And you'd work all morning and get 100 of them and get a dollar.
Right, and think you were rich at 5 or 6. Man, it was like, look at all those pennies. Holy cow.
So I think that people have relaxed. There's been a lot of information out about that benefit of dandelions. I mean, it's pretty much the entire plant for us as consumers or as people who eat food, they're completely edible and can be made into wines and salads and jelly and all sorts of things if people wanted to. But they got a bad name, back 40 years ago, 50 years ago when they started promoting that the best lawn is a perfect lawn. And
perfect being defined as no dandelions.
No dandelions, monoculture, all grass, no what are perceived as weeds. And you know, that's really carried on for a long time. But it seems like now people are less, certainly the younger generation is less worried about a few what would be perceived as weeds in their lawn. They perceive it as a colony of different plants that benefits at different times to different things. So,
I've got this groovy carpet of really low-growing little blue flowers that I just adore and try to kind of mow around early in the season, if possible, that grow just in like a mat or a carpet. I just love them. Mm-hmm. It's groovy.
That's probably called Creeping Charlie.
I thought that was a, something with a white and yellow, or with like a green and yellowish white stripe leaf.
No.
Oh, whatever.
Blue flower, kind of a heart-shaped flower almost.
I don't know.
Green.
I like it. Makes me happy. All of the plants I like are weeds. This we've already established. All of the flowering plants I like are weeds, and Carol Andrews just grab her hair and just pull in opposite directions. It's because they're all invasives, except for in the new wonderful wildflower garden, of course.
Next time she's going to be there and do that, I'd like to be there.
Oh, it's something to see, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Lots and lots of plant sales, by the way, over the last weekend in particular. Man, your social media feed was just full of people driving around with, like, carloads of, you know, huge big bags of soil and flats of plants from everywhere.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, lots going on whether it's this Garden Flower Society's plant sale, or several churches. I know a school had a plant sale. Of course, all the greenhouses had things going on. And I believe this weekend there's a couple more coming up. I think St. Louis County Master Gardener's plant sale is this weekend. And I really think that for the average gardener with our delayed spring, that this weekend at the greenhouses and garden centers is going to be the big weekend. Folks haven't been able to get out and get a lot done, or have been a little fearful. Of course, we had snow a week ago, so people have been a little fearful or undesiring of wanting to buy plants and then move them in and out of the garage for a week. So this is probably the weekend coming up when people will really be working in that yard and out in droves.
Friday night does have a chance of rain showers and thunderstorms, and it is going to be kind of cool, but Saturday is going to be nice. So are you really recommending that people maybe just camp out Friday night? So that they can be the freak, you know, it'd be like the Black Friday thing.
Yeah.
For the spring summer season, and people could just sort of be camping outside their greenhouses or their plant sales so that they can get the best stuff the minute it opens.
And why not? It's going to be, well, like you said, maybe a chance of rain, but certainly can't be colder than it was at the end of after Thanksgiving for Black Friday. And certainly a lot of
it might be a little bit colder, but yeah.
Yeah, and a lot of camaraderie, certainly with gardeners relative to people who are fighting over televisions and computers. There's a lot more camaraderie and fellowship talking about plants and their gardens.
Well,
so
people really like that whole, I mean, families do the whole Black Friday thing, and maybe we just need a spring. Like a Green Friday thing.
Green Friday. We're doing it.
Yeah. All right. Sounds like a plan, Stan. All right. We'll talk again in a couple of weeks, and let's hope that by then we have just a tiny little sunburn. Not a big serious one, just a tiny little sunburn from having been outside in the nice weather.
I like what you're thinking.
I do, too. All right. Talk to you soon.
Have a good day.
Tom Casper, our longtime host of Tips for Hardy Gardeners, a regular feature of every other Tuesday, actually, right here on 103.3 KUMD.